Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's Rob Center, a fabulous producer, if there ever was one, so we appreciate all his help and hard work, making sure everything goes smoothly on our program. And he is why shortly after sunrise, so you will be able to hear the interview with our guest on the WKOK podcast page. On the news line with us now, Diane Weller is a coach and a public speaker. I've seen her at some of the events. She can give you chills sometime and just to make you lean back and ponder and pause at the same time. She's a writer. You see her columns and some other things she's written. Also, a chief encouragement officer. That's a different kind of CEO. And she operates Diane Weller Coaching. Chief encouragement officer is on the line. Good morning, Diane. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
I do appreciate you calling and making your time available, free of charge, too, for the entire Central Susquehanna Valley. So that is noteworthy. What is a chief encouragement officer? Tell us about how you got to enjoy that. I know it's deserved. How did that come about?
Yes. So, you know, serving as a chief encouragement officer is really about, you know, sprinkling some encouragement into those that I interact with on a daily basis, whether it is friends, clients, family members. We can all use a bit of encouragement. And, you know, over the years, I started listening to what people were telling me, their observations of me, and hearing, you have such an encouraging smile or an encouraging way. Thus, the founding of Chief Encouragement Officer.
Well, super. You probably helped a lot of people feel just a little bit better, or certainly help stop the backsliding we can do to ourselves from time to time. So we appreciate you sharing with us today. You recently talked to an organization called Team Bloom about what's holding you back. I'd love it if you could elaborate on that, talk more about that. Seems like kind of a deep question, but maybe folks can kind of break it up and attack it. What's holding you back?
Yes, and it was great fun addressing this vibrant group of women just a few weeks back. Team Bloom is a virtual private Facebook group that was founded by Bloomsburg resident Ashley Yeager. And, you know, their tagline is offering daily fit-spiration. Fit-spiration. I just love that. It's this group of women who inspire and empower other women on all things fitness. And yes, the title of my address was, What's Holding You Back? And, you know, it was quite rewarding to hear that the comments and the feedback after this address, after this conversation, women sharing with me that they gained a new perspective. They learned how to get around themselves. Another had said, it is what I needed to hear. And what's holding you back is all about how we get stuck at times in life and our business. And, you know, sometimes it's just quite simply the result of falling into autopilot. I know when I reflect over my life, you know, years of autopilot, getting up every morning, same routine, you know, just responding to the norm of family and work and life. And so today I really look forward to sharing a bit about the four big factors of what's holding you back.
All right, we'll dig into those. Let's look at the four as people do this reflection.
Wonderful. Let's get started. So the four I'm going to share out quickly, and then I will go back and tell a little bit more about each of them. The first big factor is when we allow ourselves to live as others want us to live rather than how we want to live our lives. Number two is fear. Number three, the self-sabotaging negative thoughts that we allow ourselves to have. And as I list these, they're not necessarily listed in any order of significance. Fourth and final is when we do not live, work, and play within our natural strengths. And I'd like to share, Mark, that, you know, it's been through observation of my own past behaviors and many years of coaching and mentoring others that I've come to observe what I have coined the four big factors. So looking at number one, living as others want us to live, you know, there are expectations coming our way from society, the cultures we are part of, our families, often coming in the form of shoulds. You should do this. Shoulding, when you think about it, is really judging. And I encourage listeners today to really think about that. Let's try and put a halt on shoulding others. You know, it was really interesting. A number of years back, a study was done with hospice patients. And these hospice patients were asked, do you have any regrets in your life? And the resounding response was, my biggest regret is that I lived my life as others wanted me to live rather than how I wanted to live my life. So my question I'd like to put out to the listeners this morning is, are you in the driver's seat of your own life? Number two, fear. Fear is nothing more than self-generated false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And, you know, often rooted in fear, we lie to ourselves all the time. We tell ourselves things like, I can't do that. I can't afford that. Well, perhaps you can if you just reallocate your funds. Or we tell ourselves things like, I'm not good enough. The good news is that the best way, and as a matter of fact, a quite simple way to fight fear is with information. Talk to others. Get their story. For the things that you want to do, hear somebody else's story about how they went about it. Get the tools you need or the resources you need, and this will eliminate your fear. Now, sabotage through negative thought, allowing our saboteurs to take over our minds. This is perhaps the granddaddy of the big four. Norman Vincent Peale said it best when he said, change your thoughts and you change your world. What we are talking about here is mental fitness and strengthening our mental muscles so that we can more easily respond to things in a positive way versus in negative thought. It's about learning to respond to life's challenges with curiosity, calm, creativity, empathy, and clear-headed action versus negative emotions like self-doubt, guilt, stress, shame, or resentment. The website positiveintelligence.com is a wonderful resource to learn more about this field of positive intelligence. And I'd encourage the listeners, see there the word encourage comes out, to take the free saboteurs assessment at that website.
Okay. All right. One more. We need number four.
What? Number four is when we're not living, working, and playing within our natural strengths. And our natural strengths are our innate abilities. It is not our learned knowledge or skill. Demonstrating learned knowledge and skill gets us by, but capitalizing on our innate abilities is what boosts confidence and sends us soaring. And so it's really important to clearly understand your natural strengths.
Okay, so and what would that entail? I mean, I know I'm not a great house painter, so I pay someone to do that. I mean, that just pops into my head. I certainly don't know how to fix the vehicle anymore, so we go to the garage. What's a maybe a deeper, more introspective natural strength that maybe I'm using or not using?
That's a great question. So on the website Gallup, GALLOP.com, one can find the Clifton Strengths Assessment, previously known as StrengthsFinder 2.0, but simply Google Clifton Strengths, take the assessment, taking the lower cost, about $20 assessment to get your top five most dominant strengths is a great start. And I'd like to, you know, invite the listeners this morning and the general public out there in the Susquehanna Valley to, you know, reach out to me. I'm in a position where I can help give you a personalized, individualized debrief for individuals or for teams to help you understand and to help people better see their natural talents.
Well, you have done a lot of work around here for free of charge. I remember after Woodmote closed, all the coaching and the work you did there. So all of that was appreciated. All right, well, we have to step off here, but we are surely going to check back in. Please make yourself a regular visitor to our airwaves and to our studios, I guess, at some point here. Diane Weller, coaching.com. Diane Weller, thank you so much for your information and your help today. Maybe this will help somebody kind of do a quick assessment of themselves and maybe feel encouraged today. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Diane Weller, coach, speaker, writer, author, chief encouragement officer, and Diane Weller Coaching is her company, DianeWellerCoaching.com, talking about living as others want us to live, fear, sabotaging ourselves, or not using our natural strengths. When she talks about answering the question, what's holding you back? You can get more information at WKOK.com about some of her work and messages that she's put out lately. Diane Weller.